I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Box Set Pod, brought to you this week by Why Don't You Send Us an Email? studio@theboxsetpod.com. Anything we talk about in this Box Set Pod, we would like you to email us about the same subject. And recommend to us your favourite box sets. We have all learnt this week that people very much enjoy recommending box sets that they love, and I'll tell you how in a moment. But at any point, please do email us. Nothing makes us happier. This show is about you. studio@theboxsetpod.com. So welcome to this episode, where we're going to be talking about Friday Night Lights. We'll have the chart in a bit as well. And joining us this week, it's our work experience boy, Jack. Good evening, Jack.
Hello. Howdy.
We've got Jamie, as usual, of course. We've got Matt Wandless from London.
Good evening.
Who is the host of the Longest Pleasure podcast, which is an excellent podcast. If you like football, you should definitely listen to that. And from America, our favourite Kansas resident,
it's
Mel from Chuck.tv.
Oh, Howell, you never get that right.
What is it? Chucktv.net?
Yes.
See? I do get it right. I just have to mention that other one first. Mel from Chuck.tv, she's awesome as well. But we have her on...
We've never met, so I don't know.
...the podcast. Thank you for joining us, everybody. So, just after the show this time last week, I said, wouldn't it be great if we could all communicate with each other without me having to email everyone individually? And someone suggested this great app called Slack. And Slack is like a private social media message board, if you like.
Like WhatsApp, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit like WhatsApp, but it's kind of slicker and more business. It's more for business. And I stress, it's for business, Matt. It's for business. And immediately, within the first 24 hours, I think Matt Wandless here had sent 400 messages, mostly to himself, got very excited by it.
I like nothing more than howling into a vacuum.
And throughout the week, we've probably sent 1,000 messages between us all. And what we've really seen, we certainly, you know, don't be jealous. Don't feel excluded because you've missed nothing. But what it really showed is how much people really enjoy the act of recommending things to other people. It also slightly depressed me because I thought, how entertaining is it to listen to people recommending things to each other? And then realise that's exactly what we do on this podcast. So please do bring your recommendations to the table and trust that the things we talk about, we do have a little bit of a process of how we get there. Shall we kick off straight away with Friday Night Lights, because we're going to have Mel for a small amount of time. I'm also just going to get Ben, the algorithm department, on, because he's going to join us for the chart. It's very complicated. You see, you think that by getting something like Slack organized, everyone would just be on
not
board.
Not really helped, has it?
No, it hasn't helped a bit. And if anything, it's made it worse.
At least we know what turns Matt on now, which is...
what in the world?
Matt has been talking lewdly about women that he sees in box sets.
This is slander. I said one thing.
I'm not sure.
That is incorrect. It was one woman.
Okay, one woman. Yeah.
But one comment, and it was merely... It was like... It was just a fact. It was a statement of fact.
Yeah, but it's not the first time, is it, Matt? We've heard you sort of slotherly, perverted comments about Furchester Hotel as well.
What in the shit?
And also, it's the way he came to it was kind of coyly saying, what's the name of this woman, by the way? What's
Gillian Jacobs.
Gillian Jacobs in love.
Go
on, Mel, what?
Gillian Jacobs.
Oh, really? Okay.
Ah, see, mate, it doesn't even matter to Matt.
He's going
to. Yeah, the name doesn't even matter. Matt was like, does anyone mind if I point out something quite attractive
you are a
about
disgusting,
Gillian
awful, and, lying mess of a human.
I just gently said, of course you can, Matt. This is a safe space to share your thoughts. And Matt said, to quote, I think she has the most exquisite breasts.
No, oh, this is ridiculous.
I think that there isn't a jury in the land that wouldn't agree that Matt was making complimentary comments towards. Whose cat is that?
That's my cat.
Yeah, okay. I take the
She's
point
here to
from
fight
the cat.
My corner.
The cat is saying, shut the feck up. I will shut the feck up. Let's welcome Ben from the algorithm department as well.
Hello.
Hey. Thought he was there. Like Matt, just loitering in the background.
Quietly.
Looking
quietly
through the window of Gillian Jacobs. we've not got Mel for very long. And Ben's going to talk about the chart as well. Ben, do you mind hanging around a little bit? Have you got a little bit of time?
I was going to do the chart and go.
Oh, wait.
Let's bang it out. Let's bang out the chart.
Top 10. Bang it out and then Friday Night Lights. Go.
Go. Number 10, Game of Thrones.
Very good.
Number 9, The Big Bang Theory.
Very good. Ooh, all the way down at number 9 this week.
Yeah,
wow,
yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know.
Going down.
Number 8, It Won't Die, The X-Files.
Mel fell asleep watching that today.
No, after I watched it.
Do you think it helped to lull you to sleep?
No.
Do you like it, Mel?
I feel a bit like I've gone through a bait and switch situation here.
Right. What's a bait and switch?
Have you guys seen it?
No.
We've only heard from Christian last week who'd seen the first. And Ben, didn't you watch the first episode?
No, not going to.
Christian had watched it. Well, Christian said it was absolutely awful, the first episode.
Yeah.
The first episode's not the best, no. No, I watched all 6 of the new season, and I'm trying. I don't want to spoil because...
You don't want to spoil how shit it is.
No, I don't want to spoil what happened, but I will say that if there's not another season, I'm going to be very pissed.
Oh, somebody died.
Oh. Cliffhanger.
Okay, what's next in the chart, Ben?
And number 7, Longmire.
Oh, I've heard this is good, yeah. Never watched
Longmire.
It. Like, is it a sheriff thing?
It is a sheriff thing. It's one of those sheriff shows.
Mm. Okay, next.
Number 6, Better Call Saul.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful piece of work.
Number 5, The Flash.
Oh,
Mel.
Okay.
It's come out of nowhere.
I'm guessing Mel's seen The Flash.
I've seen a few episodes and I've met the actor.
She's literally seen
The Flash in person, you guys.
Wow.
Nice. Wow. Nice. Number 4, War and Peace.
Ben referred to this last week as yawn because Ben is fundamentally against British dramas. Sorry, that's an in-joke. He's
number
not.
3.
We had quite a good discussion about that on Slack. That's
Oh, God. We just can't spend all the time on this podcast talking about Slack because it's so...
alienating
that was my fault.
The audience.
What would be even worse would be if we started making loads of in jokes about Slack.
Exactly.
Which is what you just did.
Exactly. I'm saying it's my fault. It's my fault. Let's move on. What's next, Ben?
Number 3, the crown of British drama, Happy Valley. Happy Valley. Number 2, The Walking Dead.
Oh my God, I can't tell you how good I thought the first episode of this second half of the season. I absolutely loved it. I thought it was phenomenal directing. It was Spielbergian in the greatest Spielbergian moments. Honestly, I loved it. Did anyone else see it?
No. No, I've not watched it yet. I'm going to watch it tonight.
It's so good. For me, the best episode yet. This will have built it up too much for you.
Yeah, but exactly.
Amazing choices made in that filming. Carry on.
And number one, as ever, Top Downton Abbey.
Jesus, yeah. When will the Americans stop?
Hopefully this will all end soon.
We've only got one more episode over here, guys.
One more?
Just one more, and then hopefully it's all over, and we can all pretend it never happened.
Right.
I quit watching in season two, so I'm...
Did you? Oh, could you get 300 million other people to do the same?
Have you actually watched it, Howell?
I watched a couple when it first started. I'm not against the show, per se. I'm just against having to put it in the chart every week.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
Thank you, Ben.
That's quite all right. I'd just like to mention the new series of Girls has started on Sky.
Really?
I watched it.
I love it, and I'm so glad it's back, and it's really good.
Oh, I'm going to get all of that.
You know what? I watched the first episode last night, and one of my problems with that first... All my problems with Girls, like, I like Girls, but at times it feels like a bunch of like teenage drama actors all having like these pretentious sort of panic moments. And last night's episode was a wedding episode, and I just found it a bit pretentious. But
Joe, I think that's interesting. I watched Magnolia the other night for the first time in years because I realised Sarah hadn't watched it, and. Oh my God, what a film. I mean, it's really long, but what a film. And I said to her, it's really interesting that you could tell Paul Thomas Anderson was probably a lot younger when he made it, because all of the stuff, all of the thoughts of people often at the end of their life and stuff is all about regrets relating to relationships, as in, I shouldn't have cheated on my wife and I shouldn't have all of that. And with Girls as well, I wonder whether there's a real thing that happens when someone goes from being single to being in a permanent long-term relationship, when the things they write about really changes, you know, when that I think that's a whole different world, isn't it, when you're creative around being single and being in and out of relationships. It's so all consuming, and when you've left that, when you're like Matt, old, crusty, set in his ways,
hello,
the closest thing you get to excitement is Gillian Jacobs' breasts on Netflix.
This is terrible. This is an awful character assassination.
But yeah, do you know what I mean? I wonder whether there's a thing in that, whether Lena Dunham will settle down and suddenly things will become about like getting a mortgage or something.
I think that's the whole premise of the show. The premise of the show is about when that is supposed to be happening, and it's
right,
the balance of when that happens. Anyway, it's good and it's funny. More importantly,
excellent. Right, we're sure anyway. Girls. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
See you later. Next week.
Bye.
Okay, there goes Ben. Let's crack on with Friday Night Lights. Every week we pick a box set that some of us have watched, and perhaps one or two of us haven't. Or someone has watched the first episode of. And we've got two guinea pigs this week, I believe. We've got Jack Boardman, the Work Experience Boy, and Mel from the United States of Donald Trump. They have both watched the first episode. Mel watched it a while ago. Jack just watched it today. Is that right, Jack?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Oh.
Matt, you have watched the whole thing, is that correct?
Yeah.
I've watched three or four of them. And Jamie, what about you?
Watched the whole thing.
The whole thing. I will say this straight off the bat. No, I won't. Let's go to Mel. Mel, what can you tell us, for people who haven't seen it before, what is Friday Night Lights about?
Friday Night Lights is about a small town in Texas, I believe, that... Yeah. As many small towns in Middle America do, life kind of revolves around the high school football team. And so this is about the lives and loves and triumphs and tragedies, both on the field and off.
Very well put.
The Panthers?
The Dillon Panthers, yeah.
The Dillon Panthers! Coming back to it.
And particularly, it's the arrival into the town of a coach from elsewhere. I think he was in Alaska. I think that's
Alaska. What the hell are you talking about?
Has he come from Alaska? He's just been a coach somewhere else.
I don't think it's Alaska.
I think you want to check your facts before you so quickly dismiss mine.
I don't think they play football in Alaska, Howell.
You don't think they play football in Alaska?
Well, they probably do, but not much. It's very cold.
You're talking out of your anus, Matthew.
All I'm saying is Alaska is not known for its footballing tradition.
Tell him, Mel. Tell him.
I don't know. I've never been to Alaska.
Okay, so
I want to go.
While I Google Alaskan college football, Jack.
Yeah, good luck with that.
In fact, no, we'll come to Jack last because I already know what he thinks. Mel, you only watched the first episode. Can I ask why?
I'm trying to remember what it was that, what the reason was that I didn't start watching this. I think the problem was just at the time it was just so many new shows. Because wasn't it a 2007? Wasn't it another one of the class of 2006 or 2007?
Oh, really? Is it that old now?
Yeah. It's old,
I'm looking it up. Yes, 2006.
Wow.
And I remember watching the first episode and thinking it was okay. I wasn't completely hooked right away.
Yeah.
And then I know what it was. I started a new job that fall.
Okay.
That's what it was.
It wasn't necessarily the fault of the pro.
No, I don't think it was, because I know that it's got a huge following, you know, not necessarily the ratings, but that the fans are very devoted and had a critical following and was very well liked. And it's been on my list to watch forever, but I haven't.
It feels like with you, Mel, if anything was out around the same time that Chuck was out,
pretty much.
It just doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It really, I mean, that's why I was thinking maybe it came out in 2007, because that's when Chuck premiered, and, you know, and there was too much going on right then.
You don't create a website that saves a TV show without some serious commitment.
Sacrificial lambs on that altar of Friday.
Okay.
Night.
Well, the first episode is really quite something. And
just for the record, Coach Taylor was quarterback coach at the Dillon Panthers and was promoted from within. So fuck you.
Wait, what? So he's not come from another town?
No, fuck you.
Are you sure?
And definitely, yes, and definitely not from Alaska. Fuck you.
But they've just moved there. The wife's all like,
no, they haven't.
Picking a new house.
No, they're in a crap house and they want to move up. That's the whole.
Film.
I've got this from Friday Night Lights Wikia.com. So right, you know.
Didn't the daughter like? Wasn't there? She had a crush on one of the football players since she was in the middle.
Right. Yeah, like I said, they've been there their whole life and he's just been promoted. So, what, Jamie?
The film, the thing is with the film, isn't there something happen? Yeah, because it's based on a film. There was originally a film.
They're not related, though, are they? I thought they're from the same book, but they are, but they're not. They don't follow on from one another. They're not.
It sort of takes that story and reimagines it as a TV series, doesn't it?
But well, it's a book originally.
Yeah, exactly. But I think I'm not sure if in the film. The coach did come from another town anyway, so maybe that's...
Oh, okay. Thanks, yeah. It must just be my innate...
That's right. In the film, he's from Alaska and he arrives wearing the skin of a bear. Right.
That must be it.
The Alaskan Huskies to victory.
Jack.
Celebrated with...
Can I just say, when you type into Google Alaskan C-O-L, it auto-completes Alaskan college football. Okay? There's a lot of it, Matt. Get back in your basket. Jack.
See, I thought it would come up with Alaskan colonoscopy, which is obviously very famous.
She doesn't. Jack has Jack has watched a lot of first episodes as guinea pig.
A lot.
Jack, what did you think of this one?
I thought this one was better than the other pilots that I've watched, but the first 10 minutes were spent sort of messing about on my phone. It didn't really jump out in the first 10 minutes. But then towards the end, all of a sudden something clicked inside me and my American football looking self just seemed to shine through and I was up there getting all involved. You know, I want...
What was it? What clicked?
I don't know. Not a clue. But I know nothing about American football.
I know
never
what
played
it was.
Never watched it, but all of a sudden...
I know exactly what it was. In that, you're absolutely right. It takes a while, sets up this quite gritty, real world and quite weird. Like, it's quite uncomfortable how much this town is obsessed. It's almost like a town obsessed with alien abductions or something. It's this real weird committed thing. And then
Is American football really that big over there?
Oh my god.
Well, that's the weird thing.
In this part of the country, yes.
Yeah.
You have to understand as well, this is not college football. This is high school football.
This is
17 and 18 year olds playing.
Yeah. They're big strapping lads. But let me say this. The last, it's one of the most phenomenal second halves, if you like, to a pilot episode of anything I've ever seen. It actually has a kind of, it's got the same sort of structure as a musical, I think. And what you have at the end is the football game is like this amazing, triumphant musical number that just builds and builds and builds. And you can't help but, like, by the end of it, I think I was in tears.
I got a bit
emotional as well.
Yeah. It was totally rousing. That's the word, Matthew. Like Gillian Jacobs, it was rousing. And I rose and I wept and I cheered. I'm not a sport guy by any means. And this is a rare first episode. So my mum and dad really love lots of box sets. I said to them, you have to watch this next. They watched it and they said, it's absolutely awful. How could you have recommended this to me? it's just nonsense, trite American bullshit where everyone in the town has to believe in the football team. What a load of nonsense. So there we go. It's not for everybody, but I think if you... This could be one of those series where you don't need four episodes. I think if you don't like that first episode...
No, it's a good pilot,
episode,
isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, if you can't get behind that first episode, then forget it. There's no point.
Well, yes and no. I mean, I rewatched the first episode last night to sort of get myself back into it. And it reminded me of everything that I like and don't like about it. Because there is a lot of really trite... shit in this show. It's not like super super good in terms of like writing and, you know, being an interesting thing. Mm. But it really is stirring and you get into it, like the arc of the season. Every year is a season in the college football game, and it all builds towards this kind of this state championship thing, and you just get caught up in it. You can't help but. But also, there are some really interesting dynamics with the characters. And, oh, God, I hate myself for saying that phrase. But it's more than just about the football is what I'm trying to say.
Well, that's what I was going to ask was a part of my discomfort with it is because that, you know, God, if I'd have been born in that town... I don't know. Yes, Jamie knows. Like, Jesus, what would I have done? I would have probably have had to become an evangelical Christian or something. Like, there must... I don't know what other routes there would have been for me to take. But I found it so weird. And I want to know whether in the first one, there seems to be that the film, if you like... The filmmakers, the program makers are kind of asking the question, the story is asking the question, should this really be everything that life is about?
Yeah.
Now, does that carry on, or is it actually, or am I misreading that? Am I actually just supposed to be getting patriotic? Like, is there any irony or any of that level?
Oh, there definitely is, and they really question this stuff. Like, they sort of touch on it with the character of the Landry, his name is, the sort of nerdy friend of the backup quarterback.
Right.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Like, he's... he doesn't care about football at all, and he's quite intellectual and sort of good at school. Yeah. And there's plenty of times where people kind of fought. It's about whether they can get along in this town where football is everything without being into it. And so it really does look at that. And it also looks at how important it becomes for people and how obsessed they get with it.
Yeah.
And how difficult that can be. And also how, how venerated the players are and what they can. I mean, they don't really look hard enough, if you ask me, at what the players can get away with just because they're football players.
Yeah.
And but, that was actually the point of the movie, wasn't it? That what the players could get away with. That was.
Oh, really? I've not seen the movie. I don't know.
And yeah, also,
you know, the film's really good. Actually, it's a really good film.
And also, the has everybody seen the Amy Schumer sketch based on this?
Mm-mm. Yes, it's really good. God. And this is exactly what I'm talking about. They really should have tackled that issue head on up front.
Really? Well, Mel, the Amy Schumer skit is really worth finding on YouTube. It's Will from The Good Wife is in it as the new football coach in the town, and the football team can't understand when he tells them that being in the football team doesn't mean that you can rape people. And all of their questions are, what? Not even if no one will ever find out. He's going, no. And it's like this series of questions. And the implication, Amy Schumer's gag is obviously about the unbelievably high, number one, testosterone levels. Number two, belief that if you're part of the football team, you are royalty in the town. You can do anything that you want. You've got diplomatic status. And I want to know if that resonates with you, Mel, having grown up as a resident of United States of Donald Trump.
Please stop saying that. I don't want you to like somehow accidentally be prophetic. God forbid.
Was your town like that?
My town, to a degree, yes. When I was in high school, that was, you know, the football players were the top of the food chain, for sure. It's not that so much now. They're still given a lot of accolades, but the administration's done a lot to kind of even the playing field for academics and.
And I presume that the Glee Club has probably got a bit bigger now as well.
No, not really. No. No, we're not particularly musical around here. But there's a small town just about 10 miles south of where I live, and my brother and his 10 children lived there until just a couple of years ago. I know, I just thought I'd throw that in. Mm. Their high school, it's very much still. If you're on the football team, you can do pretty much whatever you want.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. And it's a slightly wealthier. It's a very small town, like 500 people.
Wow.
But it's a slightly wealthier community, and very cliquish. And they don't live there anymore, and I'm glad.
I think that's quite scary. Yeah, that sounds scary. You sound like you were scared for them.
I'm glad. His oldest children are all girls, and they're all teenagers now, and they are not in that environment anymore, and they are much better for it. So.
Wow.
And your brother's got 10 children.
Yeah.
That is a lot of children.
It is. Wow.
He could have a football team just with the
wow. He could. Yes, he could. He's got 7 girls and 3 boys, and the baby is a boy, so there's... Wow. You know, there's the 20-month-old who probably can't do a lot of damage unless he, you know, he's going to gum you to death. But he's not making much of an impact when he tries to tackle.
I've got to see someone get gummed to death at some point.
Well, I might have a video I can share. It's still there. I don't want to make it sound like it's exactly the same as it was. You know, 20 years ago when the story, well, geez, 30, 25 years ago when this book was first written, that the TV show is based on, there has been progress, and there is some, you know, you mentioned rape culture with the Amy Schumer skit. You know, there's certainly been progress made as far as, you know, making the kids more aware of what's appropriate.
Oh, my God, it's a real thing. I thought she was just taking it to an extreme, but this
is a real thing.
There's been loads of incidents where gang rapes have been filmed and that kind of thing.
Oh, my God. Sport has got so much to answer for. Who could possibly ever decide to do, say, a podcast about sport off the back of this? I've always thought it's insane in Britain, Mel, because I'm sure you know that football, the proper football, is very big over here, and it's very tribal.
But thankfully, there's been no issues with footballers raping people, so it's all okay.
Not sure about that, but certainly not high school level. Not in that kind of that age range where people are so, where young men are so easily. What's the word?
Well, you know what? The thing is that they're encouraged, and they're not. They're encouraged to be men and boys. You know, there's the whole boys will be boys mindset, and they're lauded. You know, if you're a girl and you want to be popular, then you date somebody on the football team, whether that means you're dating a single person or the team.
I had no idea, because over here the problem is with adult men, really.
Yeah.
And there's always hooliganism and stuff has tended to be with adult men. And I always thought, oh, isn't it funny that America hasn't got this insanity? But actually it is. It's just living between the ages of like 15 and 18.
Well, this is the interesting thing about American sport is that they've sort of created this culture where they have a inbuilt academy system in their schools and colleges, whereas you can't go to university in this country on a scholarship. Well, maybe you can. I don't know this for sure, but it's not a done thing that you go to university on a scholarship to play cricket or tennis. No, not in the same way that it's done in the States, where it's like if you are good at one of these things, you can go to college.
And
college football is televised in the same way that the professional teams are, if not more so.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, and there are more college teams, so there's more coverage. But yeah, on a given Saturday, here's the thing: Friday night is high school football. Thursday night is middle school, junior high, because we start them young.
Yeah.
So Thursday night's middle school, junior high. Friday night's high school. Saturday is college. Sunday is professional.
And Wednesday's being gummed to death.
Yeah.
these games are all televised live on on television, yeah?
College and professional, yes. High school, our local
TV. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, junior high.
Wow. But, that is amazing.
And the events are colossal. I mean, you can see it in Friday Night. So just to go back to Friday Night Lights, if you haven't seen Friday Night Lights, the entire conversation that we've just had, whatever world this has put you in your head, that is what you are watching. Like, it is perfectly summed up by Friday Night Lights. It's this huge end-of-the-week event with fireworks and lights and bands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people.
Okay, maybe not that many.
It's quite a lot.
Hundreds and hundreds of people.
But, okay.
And I think the show does look at, like, it does look at, like, what these heroes of the town do after they leave school. And it looks at, you know, where they go in life. It also looks at the schools and looks at how the school funding is so disjointed, and all the money goes to sport and no money goes to education. Like, so it does look into those things as well in the show, and you do get an insight into kind of that world as well, really, which is good.
Whilst also being able to enjoy the fact that it has got this game structure to it, which allows you to cheer on the good guys or the bad guys.
Yeah, in a way that actually kind of, like, I used it as a way to big up the show a while ago, but it kind of becomes like there's another thing to do this season every time you start a new series, and eventually that there's different teams involved, and it's like it kind of feels a little bit forced eventually because everything's done around this rigid structure.
Like Glee. So you've got to get to the Nationals.
That's right, Nationals, regionals, post-game seasonals, and all that kind of bullshit, yeah.
Right. Well, so, Jack, I take it you're going to continue with it.
Well, I don't know if I'll do the full five seasons. Maybe.
What's the first one? The first one is brilliant. It really is. The first season is great.
Okay.
So I just hate all of that testosterone-fueled bullshit. So if it does focus on more personal lives.
Can I tell you something?
It's very much a relationship show, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Although the relationshipy stuff is really quite, it's not the best thing about the show. It's like the romantic side of things is.
Relationships, like just personal relationships.
Yeah. Got you. Yeah.
Are you a guy like me, Jack, who chose intelligence over brute force?
100%. Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell by your long hair. Mel, yeah. Are you going to pick this back up?
It is on my list. I'm going to probably bump it up the queue a bit.
I wonder whether it's as exciting for Mel, because it's like, to us, it is everything we've just talked about. We've got a lot of questions around this world. I wonder if for Mel, it's a bit more like us watching a cricket tournament on TV.
Yeah.
Well, it's weird. It's a weird thing, Fred. Like, I've watched it all, and I can't think of, I've never recommended it to anyone. Like, I've enjoyed it, and I've liked it, but I've never gone, you've got to watch Friday Night Lights. Yeah. And I don't think it's bad. It's just not high up on the things that I would recommend to people, because there's a lot of great stuff that I'd choose above it. So
it's like I was saying about The Bridge. It's kind of in that separate pile where you go, well, I'm not flying a flag, but it's, you know, it's very good.
I kind of know what you're saying. I think for me, I should say that I am a fan of American football, so it had that going for me as well. But it just ignited something in me. It was so fun to watch, as opposed to some of the better stuff that I like, which I enjoy watching that as well. But it's not. This is so easy.
Yeah, that's true.
And I found myself saying, "Clear eyes, full hearts can't lose" all the time.
There's something to be said for watching for entertainment rather than, you know, some sort of personal development.
Oh my God! You totally need a TV show in your life to go with the heavy stuff that is light.
Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you what I've been watching lately: Mozart in the Jungle on Amazon. Have you seen Mozart in the Jungle?
No.
Yes.
It's about a new Mexican composer arrives at this New York Symphony Orchestra, and it's just a funny 30-minute, light-hearted sort of part of it, a world that I know nothing about, and it's really nice. Just go in, and it's fun to watch, and there's no pressure of like having to study into everything that's happening in it, and you know, you can just enjoy it, and it's really worth watching. Actually,
we'll put that on the list as well. So if you've got any recommendations, email us studio@theboxsetpod.com. Three more quick things, and then we're finished. Love on Netflix. Matt has mentioned that's where he got the tits from.
Can I just clarify?
No, absolutely not.
Right, in the first episode of Love, there are quite a lot of body parts on show.
I'll just cut this out.
And my wife and I were talking about the various body parts that were on show.
Just mark this to edit.
and then we mentioned that Gillian Jacobs has particularly perfect.
You're doing it again.
Look,
I mean, you'd just
it was part of a discussion with me and my wife.
Just because you've involved
breasts.
Your wife about it,
how much
doesn't make it okay?
It doesn't make it okay.
Did you just say these things to your wife when you say you had a conversation? Was it you just say, "Look at those, perfect"?
Yes, that was what it was. All right, I shouldn't have engaged with it again.
My wife knows when we're watching, for example, Chuck and Yvonne Strahovski puts a new outfit on.
In the back of an SUV.
I don't say anything. I just go completely still. And that's when she looks at me and goes, "Don't." I go, "What? I'm not doing anything. I've just stopped breathing." Anyway, Matt, thank you for digging yourself deeper. That has helped my case a great deal. Can I also say that there is a new series that I'm not sure if Jamie has mentioned on the news. I think you did. The one with Thor's brother and Hugh Laurie.
The night manager. Have you watched it? Is it good?
Holy shit, everybody!
Tom Hiddleston and Hugh Laurie.
Yeah,
hasn't it?
Yeah. Because I've got a bit trigger happy with my Apple TV actually buying things. I'm going to regret this when I see the bill. That popped up, and there's only one episode on there so far because it's currently happening.
You didn't buy it, did you? It's on BBC One.
Oh Jesus Christ! Not again. Oh God, I keep doing this. Utopia, The Good Wife, whole series of these things. Whole series. I'm spending 15 quid on this shit. Anyway, I bought it. It was excellent quality because it was on my Apple TV. And oh my God, it's brilliant. It's so good. Those people can act. And it's a bit like... it's a bellhop type thing in a way. So that if you imagine Grand Budapest, but set during the Arab Spring and very serious, there's a kind of a...
not at all like Grand Budapest, gotcha.
Yeah, but there's that kind of, you know, the all-smiling servant who is actually seeing and doing loads of stuff under the surface. It's that kind of thing. And it's so good. You've got to see it.
It's based on John le Carré novel, isn't it? Who did Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. So it's from that world.
So listen, that's got to go on the list. And if anybody has got time to watch an episode of that, get on it. It's brilliant. All right, Kat.
You know what we should say? Because we got distracted completely by me being lascivious.
Yeah.
Love is actually really good.
It is, yeah.
How much have you watched?
One episode so far.
What? One episode, it does not do it justice in it at all. It gets so much better.
Yeah, we'll
like, really
going.
Quickly.
And can I just say to anybody who listens to this podcast and never acts on the recommendations and just do what all of us do and end up finding our own way to things, Sarah and I started this week watching Parks and Rec. We're halfway through season two now. It's hilarious. And that is thanks to this podcast. Changing lives. Changing lives.
One That's TV set at a time.
Exactly. Mel, thank you. Jack, thank you. Mac, thank you. Jamie and I will be here next week with whoever decides to turn up, hopefully on time. And email us your recommendations, studio@theboxsetpod.com. Still to come, possibly next week, the unauthorized thingy of Kimmy Schmidt. What's it called?
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh, wow. Great, now I have to go back.
Jeez.
I hate that show.
I love that show.
Jack, what is wrong with you, Jack?
Save it for next week.
But Jack, you are taking a pounding this time next week.
Has anybody watched Baskets with Zach Galifianakis in it?
Yes. Loving it.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
I want to see.
You've got to watch it. It's really, really funny.
Yeah, can I get that on iTunes, guys? Yeah. See you next week.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.